This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Here's Mecole Hardman.
There's no standard there. It's like everybody do what they want to do.
I don't think it's a good look for anybody because I think the Jets look foolish. And you hear this guy and you're like, God, this is a guy that knows how to win, has been involved in winning three Super Bowls now. Who thinks the Jets are a joke?
So you can tell the defense got a standard, but the offense is like, all right, we'll just figure it out. It's an air show. We don't know what to do.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah, of course the problem.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7.
That rejoin did not highlight your greatness.
No, I did not.
Tell you that.
It's like I'm a show parrot.
It was all me, great salient points, winning ideas. And like, you know, that's a problem. You're like, of course it's a problem.
Of course it's a problem. Thanks, Rick.
I will be waiting.
I blame RJ. RJ's the one.
I think you had a really good point. So what are you going
to
do?
No, no, I know. But it was, at that moment, it was unnecessary for you just to echo what I was saying. Like, keep you out of the open.
Right.
Keep you out of the rejoin.
Well, no, if I'm being honest, sometimes what's in the rejoin is used to best set up whatever comes next. A lot of times Dave is the one that...
No. RJ, I have no issue with...
What was the intent?
So we could open this segment criticizing me? What was the point? Is for him to say, yeah, it's a problem. Like, how did that move us in a direction that you're talking about?
I needed a little bit of Rick in there. I needed something. Because Rick...
But that's... Give one of those. No. Yeah, like, yeah, it's a problem.
Well, I mean, because Rick points are longer and more well thought out.
What?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
And I can't always...
The Knicks are fun to watch.
I can't always condense them into
Rambles is what you're saying.
No.
The phraseology is verbal diarrhea.
No, I would have loved
to
get...
The Knicks are great. I love watching this team.
I would have loved to get more of Rick in there in talking about the nuance of Mecole Hardman in the locker room. It's just tough to sometimes fit it into the puzzle. That's all.
It's tough to fit too much Rick sometimes.
Whatever. My point is, by him throwing out the, yeah, it's a problem, did not facilitate...
I thought that was a good...
It sounds like Dave and I are the commentators in Dodgeball. I'm Jason Bateman just sitting there.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
You're the Jason Bateman of the show.
I love him.
He's terrific.
He's hilarious.
Terrific.
I listened to his podcast.
I didn't know he had a podcast.
Yeah, he's got a podcast. It's him, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. Is that right? From Will and Grace?
Yeah.
I listened to it. Was pretty good. They had... They have good guests. I listened to the Ryan Reynolds one.
Okay.
You consume a lot of content.
Yeah.
How do you consume
so much content?
We're driving back from Boston. We're driving to New Hampshire. I had to listen to something.
But the kids have their like headphones on. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a car that like TVs just come out of the ceiling and you just
watch? No, I got the one van. We didn't take the van though. I got a big transit van with the TV and for the kids when we go on hockey tournaments. But we didn't take that because I was afraid I couldn't park it.
How big is that?
It's big. It's like a big, like a sprinter size van. But sometimes it's too high. So I was afraid if I had to like valet it or something, I couldn't park it.
Gotcha. All right, so let's hear from Joe Douglas. Give you some choices here. Latest on Zach Wilson, plan for backup quarterback, AVT.
Yes.
All right, here he is. Joe Douglas, plan for the Jets' backup quarterback situation.
That's part of the discussions that we've had, and you know, it's an area that we're going to be addressing moving forward. So again, we're still really early in the offseason, especially when it comes to the veteran backup landscape and market. You know, we've had good meetings and good evaluations with the guys that are available, and I think we're ready to take the next step and see where the market is exactly with these backup quarterbacks.
He's not a very excitable guy, is he?
I still cannot believe that they just rolled with Zach Wilson and then brought in Trevor Siemian. I still can't believe it. And then you find out you get the deadline that Jacoby Brissett's available, and we do nothing.
And Jacoby Brissett's he's like the definition of a backup quarterback.
It felt like every time you saw him last year play for the Commanders, he was leading a touchdown drive last year. Did it not?
And even against the Jets, he was great in that game. The Jets still won it, but he was terrific down the stretch.
Got the owner. Really? Hey, we're going to have new uniforms, and we need a backup quarterback.
Didn't they announce the uniforms like the night of the Super Bowl?
Yep. And we need a backup. Guys, you're right. We need a backup quarterback.
They really are very, very tone deaf.
They're tough to root
they
for sometimes.
They are very, very tone deaf. Joe Douglas, you're going to want to hear this one on building the offensive line.
Yeah, it's a lot of pieces, but at the same time, we just had some unbelievable meetings with our coaching staff, free agent meetings, and so we feel like particularly, and look, there's three different avenues that we can do this, right? Trade, free agency, and draft, and so going through where we are, the ability, going through the meetings that we just went through, the flexibility, AVT, feel like there's some guys that can come in and be the right type of fit for us in terms of the intelligence, reliability. There's some good candidates out there that can come in and help us.
He's very confident.
Well, he has to be. He's got no choice. This is his job on the line.
I mean, but very confident that this thing's going to work out and they have the right pieces in place to make it work out. I don't know.
Well, he's got to make you feel good about it. He has to try, at least.
I mean, truthfully, that doesn't matter what he says here in February.
No.
He's got to go produce in April and these guys showing up in September.
Yeah, he knows that, but he's got to project that he's confident that he can get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, he did tell Sam Darnold's parents, I will protect him. No, you won't.
The Jets had the third pick and the second pick.
Mm-hmm.
To quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Failed miserably on both.
Miserably.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I've asked you this before.
Yep.
This is me. He moves on. I hope he's awful. This is you. Zach Wilson. What would you like to see from him?
I'd like to see him have success.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
So he goes to Atlanta. Leads them into the postseason. Good for him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't want to see. I mean, what is he going to do? I mean,
he gets trapped in this situation. RJ!
Yes, Dave.
You feel the same way?
For Zach Wilson?
Like
if I were a Jets fan?
Okay, Trey Lance. Trey Lance gets the starting job for the Dallas Cowboys. You want to see him have success?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's already got Brock Purdy, though.
Yeah,
it's different for him.
I put myself in Rick's shoes. This answer, I think, 1 year ago would have been different. But now I'd be rooting for him to have some success, yes. Some.
You guys are better.
Well, you're also asking, okay, but remember, you're asking someone that's been through a situation like this. Like, I can kind of understand what he's gone through.
Right.
And, you know, for him, it wasn't a great situation. They put him in clearly too early. He wasn't ready, hasn't got great coaching. And now, you know, listen, I mean, he's still a young kid. Go somewhere.
I'm just saying that you guys are better than me, because if a player is not what I hope he would be on my team, I'm incapable of hoping that he has success elsewhere. I'm giving you guys credit.
That's fine. Well, listen, that's fine. I mean, that's probably most fans' perspectives. I'm kind of giving you the perspective of someone that played and was drafted, you know, was the first overall pick.
Right.
That didn't necessarily go to a great situation, and it's tough.
Get a tweet from Hinky Haynes. Ray is perfect with the drops. Loaded in the chamber, ready to roll every single time.
He's been really good.
So can't say it's all negative, Ray. You're doing a phenomenal
chamber's
job.
Chamber's loaded.
Let's go to Purple Belt Mike, PBM, on 98.7. Hi, PBM.
Hey, shout out to the company, guys.
What's up, bud?
PBM, it's companies. It's companies now. It's companies.
Yeah, companies.
There's numerous companies.
Yeah. Companies. It's the company and the company adjacent. Yeah. Companies.
What's the difference?
Multiple companies.
So was there a fracture that the company adjacent broke off from the company?
I don't think we need to get into it, but now we have companies.
Okay. All right. Which one are you a member of, PBM?
I am a member of both, actually.
Oh.
If you wanted to get into that. Yeah.
I don't know much about it. So, well, congratulations on your dual membership.
Yeah, dual membership. That's me. Anyway, this Mecole Hardman story, I feel like he committed career suicide. How can someone sign him now knowing what he did?
Nope. No, he didn't. Well, I mean, the Chiefs knew what he did, and they went right after him. No, couldn't wait to bring him in. The guy runs a 4-3, catches touchdowns, can return punts. Nope, no way, not career suicide.
I think
suicide.
That would be the team that you would point to.
What?
It would be hard for me to trust them, but they've had him.
I agree with you. I'm not saying it wouldn't be hard for me to trust them. Maybe there's a team that looks at it and says, no, I would never.
The concern would be, I mean, from again, like some of the stuff that I was told about him. I don't think he approached this opportunity with the right mindset. Like, I'm Mecole Hardman. I should be happy I'm here. I won 2 Super Bowls. You asked me to do certain things like kickoff return or whatever. That's not why you brought me here. That doesn't sit well with coaches. So, that's probably where the relationship started to fracture.
But on a team that doesn't have any, I don't know what the right word would be, like wins, right? On a team that's not good.
Yeah, but don't. I know what you're going
to
ask.
No, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, maybe he feels like he's entitled to say, like, I'm Mecole Hardman. I've won. I've been there. I've been in the biggest moments. He goes to the Niners, the Chiefs. You can't get away with that crap.
No, of course not. Of course not. My point is that if I'm now a team that doesn't know him and looking to bring him in, my thought process has to be, well, what happens if he doesn't like the situation?
Because we've already seen what happens. You could lose him.
Well, we've already seen what happens.
Right.
He checks out.
But if you're the Buffaloes of the world, if you're a team that has it, you assume we're not going to run into that kind of situation.
Yeah, if you have
the
proper
leadership
charge.
I understand why there are teams that would be turned off by him. I totally do. But he says, how's he going to find a job? I promise you he's going to be employed.
There's plenty of guys like that, though. I mean, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Totally.
Is the talent enough where we can live with the negative stuff?
And you don't think there's good teams that are going to knock down the door to get Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but this is different than Zach Wilson.
It is different. It's worse. It's a terrible thing. But I'm telling you.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I'm just saying, this is one of those things you do as a player that would
this will follow you around.
There'd be some cause for some pause.
Like if I am whatever team and I'm thinking he must be a free agent, right? It was a 1-year deal with the Jets, right? So he's a free agent. If I'm one of those teams now and I'm going to bring him in to talk to him, absolutely, I'm sitting down with him and discussing what was this about.
Yeah, but even then, though, I mean, I don't know how much I could trust what he's telling me. Like, I'm telling you, my thought would be, so what happens when you're unhappy with your situation? What happens then? Right?
About 100%.
Because we just saw you checked out. You didn't want to be a part of it.
Right.
You're leaking game plans, if that's
right.
True.
That's right. Anthony Carpio Diaz sends me a tweet. So you don't want Odell to do well? Odell was a different situation, but if Odell doesn't do well.
He was a good Giant, though.
Yeah, he was a good Giant. But if Odell doesn't do well, it doesn't have any impact on me.
Well, I could see how you could feel a certain way about Odell, too, just how the whole thing
ended. Well, he kind of, didn't handle the whole thing with Eli very well and spoke negatively about a guy that I look at as a forever great Giant. So, no, I don't have any issue with Odell, but I'm not sitting here rooting for Odell.
No, I totally get that. I mean, it just the whole Zach Wilson thing is just, it's unfortunate it didn't work out. And, I mean, would a piece of me be a little upset with my own team if all of a sudden he goes to, I don't know, the Chiefs or the Rams or one of these teams and eventually figures it out? Yeah, but I don't know if I would feel more way about my team than Zach Wilson. Unless I found out that Zach Wilson wasn't studying.
Well, then it's like a different version of Zach Wilson,
right?
And he's putting it all together.
Yeah, like what you heard about Kadarius Toney when he first got to Kansas City. Well, I don't know why they would trade this guy. This guy's great. Oh, no, you'll see. Don't worry.
So that's a perfect example. The fact that he looks like such a bumbling fool, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Because he
was a different
jack wagon with the Giants.
I would be with you on that one.
Let's go to Matt in Chappaqua. He has some advice for you. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
So I want to tell a quick story that might apply to Rick regarding a friend of mine who was a huge Mets fan, one of the biggest Mets fans I knew. And then after the collapse, the back-to-back collapses, I think that was in 2006 and 2007.
Right.
He was fed up. He this team, I'm done with this team. So he wanted to switch teams. Where at the time, I was on your side, David. I'm like, you can't.
I got to be honest, Matt. There is no other side. But continue with your story.
Okay, so he eventually decided, I'm switching teams, but he didn't know who to switch to. And he came up with a very formulaic, methodical process, and it landed on two teams. It was between the Cardinals and the Brewers. And that's because he wanted to stay in the National League. He didn't want to be in his own division, so he didn't want to be in the NL East. He wanted a team that wasn't on the West Coast because, you want to watch the games. You don't want to be up till 11 o'clock at night watching the games. Strong fan base, competence in the front office. He landed on the Cardinals and the Brewers. And at the time, the Brewers had Ryan Braun, my friend's Jewish, done and done. So he's been a Brewers fan, and he's never been happier.
I don't know how you can live with yourself. I don't know how you could do it. It would
I'm
be
not
my,
leaving.
To say, okay, I'm going to switch from my team. RJ, if I said to you, you're allowed to switch from your team. Niners, awful, 25 years. Brutal, right? Can't win a playoff game, can't get anything done. I said, you can switch. Could you physically switch and be a fan of another team?
I could not.
Right.
I could not. But I have not been through what Rick has been through.
I got to tell you, though, in all honesty,
yeah.
The more I think about this, if I were to say just I've had enough with whatever team it was, Jets, Mets, whatever team,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get another team.
You would be done.
I'd be a free, yeah. I would root for my fantasy team, root for whatever games I picked. I can't put this kind of emotional energy into something again. I wouldn't get remarried. No chance.
So if you and Cass went south, you'd be done?
Never. Never again.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much. I put too much time and energy.
What happens if you met you're emotion. Divorced or something happened and you meet a great woman?
It'd be like Carl. We'd just have fun, date.
You would get involved again. You just wouldn't walk down the aisle again.
I would dabble with, we'd have, maybe I'd be better at our fantasy league. I would do other things, right. But I wouldn't pour my heart and soul into another team.
Hot Take Johnny sends in an email. Hickory Dickory Dock, race skipping the open was a crock. Thank God Rick is back. Tannenbaum is a hack. Watch out, NHL. Igor's back.
Wow.
Good, right?
It's a good one.
That is a good one.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot going on.
There's never a dull moment.
No. Roast is back tomorrow.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, and you have 2 weeks to have built up this roast. Do you have a roast ready to go?
I have a couple.
Yeah.
I'm weeding through the roast.
Do you think RJ revisits the bean roast?
No. RJ's roast was awesome last week.
What was it? Oh, he went after Big Dom?
Sirianni.
Yeah, Sirianni, Big Dom, the whole thing. Yeah, no.
I'll tell you what, though. My roast was going to be that guy trying to fight at Pepe's. It was a real jackwagon.
Why did you try to fight someone?
Well, dude, we have 10 people. No one had eaten anything because the whole plan on the trip home from Boston was we're going to stop at New Haven. We're going to get pizza.
Right.
We're going to go to Sal's.
New Haven is a big pizza town.
It's great.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Sally's. Sally's is too crowded. We're going to go to Pepe's. Pepe's is too crowded. We'll go to Modern. Well, Modern didn't open until 3, so that's out. Now, Sally's was an hour and 45-minute wait.
Wow.
Pepe's, hour and a half wait.
Wow.
I'm like, there's no, we can't do this.
I don't think any food is worth waiting an hour
and a half. Well, there's some.
I would say no, but go ahead.
Okay. So we're like, no, we got to gas this. So now this is starving. Everyone, you can taste the pizza. You're so hungry. We'll go to Pepe's in Fairfield. Never been. Always see it as I drive by. Let's stop. Stop. Somehow managed to get 10 right in. Boom. Got a little crazy with the ordering. I'm not going to lie. I was hungry. So I ordered two or three cheese pizzas, couple sauces. Like, big order.
All right.
Guy behind me makes a point. Before I take my first bite of the pizza, hey, you guys order one of every pizza on the menu?
Well, this is another patron?
Yeah. Almost punched him right in the face.
Well, what was the rationale behind doing that?
I thought he was funny.
Oh.
Like, oh, look how much you guys ordered. You shut your mouth, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't know whose side I am on this. Like, I have to hear the commentary.
That was the commentary. It was like,
but I have to hear. Like, was it why? Nasty and why mean? Was it was
why?
Maybe he's
enjoy your pizza.
Maybe he's a guy that likes to make side comments.
No, should shut his mouth. And then, of course, because now I'm furious
at him.
Yeah.
So you couldn't block that out.
No,
just say, I have beautiful pizza in front of me.
I hadn't taken a bite of pizza yet.
Uh-huh.
And like an idiot, so I blame myself. I go right for the cheese, scalding hot cheese. Right to the roof of the mouth.
And now it's days
done.
Of injured.
Still done.
Days.
Done.
Still?
Still.
From last weekend?
Done. Done.
Really? You had the dangling skin from
the
roof?
That's gone. Now I got nothing up there. It's like Fire Marshal Bill's face.
Can you? Is there a medicine? You can't put like a bacitracin internally like that.
No,
I know. But is there? But there must be an oral medicine.
No, I think the mouth just heals.
No, of course it heals. But there's got to be. You know what you should be doing?
Gargling salt,
baking soda, peroxide,
a skill,
warm water.
You think?
Little swishing around.
Mm-hmm. Can you ask Catalina if he's got some of that?
I don't think he's gonna have baking
soda.
All
right.
But warm water.
It's a good idea.
Absolutely it is. I'm full of good ideas. Let's go to Mike in Seaford. Hi, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Huge fan. So I have a story that I'm still upset about that kind of happened like 2-3 years ago.
All right.
I'm in my 30s. That was never really into football. Got into it in middle school, high school, because good friends of mine were Jet fans. So we've been miserable together ever since. And 2-3 years ago, the guy that really got me into it moved down to Miami, and now he's a huge Dolphins fan. So I have to watch his Instagram stories and all that stuff, sitting here being super miserable, and this guy is just pretending that he's on top of the world.
Have you severed the relationship with him, or are you guys still friendly?
Still friendly. It's just my wife makes fun of me every time she sees me looking at my phone or during football season. It's just like, how are you still not over this? It's, someone that I became a fan of.
I don't blame you at all. I mean, we lived in Raleigh for 5 years. Could you imagine if I became a Carolina Panthers fan?
No.
I mean, what's...
No. No, you couldn't do it.
But there's people all over the place that are doing this.
I think fandoms changed a little bit. A lot, probably.
Okay. I don't like it. But if you're like a fan of a player, not of a team, but like a player and you bounce around, I don't understand that. But I can get on board with that because that's what you do.
I think a lot of it is how you were brought up. Like my dad didn't have a team. He wasn't like a huge sports fan.
Which is fine.
But I never had a team though. I didn't have any guidance.
Which is fine. But once you choose a team, you're now locked in on the team.
Yeah.
But if you never choose a team and you bounce, you play. I love Kobe. So when Kobe was at the Lakers, or I love Kevin Durant. So he's here, and I root for those teams. But it's not the same.
Yeah, but it really is. I mean, it's kind of crazy though. It's really a real dysfunctional relationship though. You just can't get out.
But how many times can you get out?
Like how many times recently, outside of your little fun little playoff run you had, have you watched a Giants game or I've watched a Jets game and been like, there's nothing enjoyable about watching this right now.
Yeah, but I think that's what being a fan is.
That's a relationship that you usually get out of and go to one that actually gives you happiness.
Yeah, but I think part of being a fan is that you go through a lot of crap to get to where you want to get to eventually. I am telling you, the Rangers fan in me can tell you this, that when, and it will happen, when the Jets eventually win, it's going to be better for you than it is for RJ or Ray or... When the Jets win, it's going to be the equivalent to a Lions fan or a Browns fan.
I think it's going to be pretty good for RJ when he wins.
Not the same as you?
I think not the same as me, but it's going to be pretty good. Especially with how close they've been. You saw him. I'd never seen him like that.
He was so upset.
It was days.
It might be why he wound up getting sick.
It was days.
His body was worn down.
Yeah.
And accepted infection.
Ugh. Asked for it. Wanted it.
Poor RJ.
Give me the infection.
Poor RJ. Let's go to Mike Bay Ridge. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Shout out to the companies. This is interesting, this conversation about being fans and sticking to your team or not sticking to your team. I have something also. I've been a Giants fan my whole life.
Okay. Since you're how old?
Since I'm a little kid. My father was like, he was like a New York fan. So he was like Giants, Jets. I wasn't raised like a diehard fan of every team in each league. He was a little fair weather.
All right, but you're a Giants fan from the time you're a little kid, right?
Absolutely.
And you're a big Giants fan?
I am a Giants fan since I'm a little kid, but I do not pride myself on being as fanatical as a lot of friends in my life.
All right.
I am a Giants fan, though. But when it comes to the Knicks and Mets and Yankees, like, I'm a little bit fair weather with that, just being honest. But I am a Giant fan, so I understand the concept of being loyal and watching them. I watch them every Sunday I can, even when they're not doing well, and I get frustrated, the whole thing, as usual. But, so this is the conundrum that I'm in, and I want your take on it.
I gotta be honest, unless you completely shock me here, I don't think you have much of a conundrum, but go ahead.
Well, I have been organically over the past, I don't know, 5-10 years, been slowly enjoying and liking the Bills. I've been a bit of a fan of the Bills, and I don't apologize for that. I mean, it's funny because they're the only team.
All right, Mike. Here's the question: Giants played the Bills this past season. Tight game,
very interesting.
Down to the final play. Where were you?
Very interesting.
Who are you rooting for?
Okay, so well, I gotta throw a little hiccup
in
that.
You can say
no. Here's the problem. I don't have an answer. You're gonna hate me for this. I don't remember that moment. I'm being honest.
Mike, this is awful.
I know. Okay, so I can make believe I'm in that situation because I can't answer you from this past season.
Well, who are you rooting for this past season?
Right now,
no, who were you rooting for when they played this season?
I didn't watch that game. I'm telling you,
honestly, you're really just not a fan.
That's
of anything.
Even worse to say you didn't watch the game. It's even worse.
He's just not even a fan.
You know what happened though? I'll tell you what happened. He grew up with a dad who didn't really have a team. He was kind of just whatever struck his fancy.
He was a Giants fan since he was a little kid.
But he sees what his dad did. This was
better.
This is like you saw your dad kind of gallivanting on your mom a little bit.
So you think it's okay to gallivant?
Yeah, it was gallivanting.
You go the other way. Now you never gallivant.
Yeah, but
now you're the guy.
You always
who's,
say that though.
I'm not
going to be my parents. And then you'll do something like, oh God, reminds me a lot of what my dad. Like my dad, right back to where his dad was.
No,
likes the New York teams, Buffalo, New York.
You can be like, oh, you know what? I appreciate the Bills, and when they're playing whoever they're like, I hope they do well. But you can't jump ship like that.
No, this is how it starts, though. He started with a little emotional relationship. Now he's full blown. He was rooting for the Bills.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Well, he claims he wasn't even watching the game.
Come on,
it's
two of his favorite teams. He's not watching the game.
Let's be honest. That's not a great human being.
Stop.
What do you mean?
No, I mean you could criticize his fandom.
No,
we don't know what kind of human being he is.
I know that if he has the tendency when it comes to fandom, what else does he do? He's got side pieces all over the place. I'm sure. Probably got children with numerous different ladies.
Who were you with last night? Well, I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah. it's the first sign. If the fandom wavers, God knows what you are in other situations. And that's why you're such a good husband and father, because you're locked in on the
Jets. Right in. Doesn't matter what they do to me. Stand by them.
That's what a good fan does.
For good times and bad times.
Dionne Warwick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be by their side forevermore.
Yeah.
That's what friends are for. I love you so much.
All right, let's take a break. 1-800-919-3776. Also, RJ has some observations in DHIF, and we have an update on one OG Anunoby we'll get to in a little bit as well. It's DNR with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. All right, hi. Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower. Wonderful job. Customized just like we wanted. Only one expert installer. Process was just so easy. There's no demo. There's no mess. And Bathfitter is a high quality, permanent solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife. And for a limited time, you get 0% interest or you can save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So here's what you do. You start designing your bath today like we did at bathfitterdesign.com because there's only one bath fitter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
February the 29th. So if you're born today, what exactly happens now?
What do you mean?
Like, how does this work now? When do you celebrate a birthday? What's your actual age?
You could celebrate on the 28th. You could celebrate on the 1st.
But every 4 years, do you think you celebrate it on this day?
Yeah, or obviously.
Yeah, okay. How does it work?
I actually had a couple friends who were born on the 29th of February.
So are they considered like five-year-olds? Are they actually?
We have the running joke. Haha, you're actually 4 years old. You're 5 years old. Whatever. But, you know, they would celebrate on the 28th or the 1st. That's all.
I don't think I would like to be born on this day.
Yeah, but it would make you more special. I mean, you're plenty special as it is, but
was that meant to be nice, or was that like a shot?
No, it's to be nice. It was to be nice. But you'd be that much more special.
Right. You're very special, Ray. To me, at least.
Well, not to everybody, it seems.
Well, you're not everyone's cup of tea, but you don't want to. Is that what you want to be?
No, no.
That everyone looks at you like, oh, I love Ray. No, you want to be your own person.
That's boring if everyone likes
exactly.
You.
Like RJ's beloved by almost everybody.
RJ's got his haters, too, though, so that kind of makes me feel like, I mean...
Not really, though.
If people can hate on RJ, man, he's got a couple. But for some reason, I can't explain these reasons.
Who would you say on air is universally the most unliked at the station?
Unliked?
Yeah. Like by the listeners, by the callers, by the masses out there. Not like at the station, a popularity contest. Like, that fans hear and they're like, ugh. I hate that guy.
I don't know that there's a person that you could say
like, it's
that
not Larry.
About universally at the station.
It's not
definitely
Gordon.
Not. Yeah, definitely not.
It's not Rick. You know what? It could be Peter.
No, because I think Peter has his supporters.
I think Peter has his supporters, too.
I just think that the people that hate on Peter lean a certain way, and they're very vocal, you know.
But there are a lot of people
Rick
that
is rubbing
don't,
a banana in my face right that, now. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, I see that don't like Peter. I'm choosing. I can't really see great. I'm gonna take. They both look somewhat flawed. I'm gonna take that banana. Thank you.
Thank you.
So where would you go? It's that Gordon Larry gone. Anita not involved with this.
But it's like I said, I don't think anyone is universally disliked.
I'm not saying universally disliked, but someone has to be the most disliked at the station. Could be me.
Yeah, I think you rub certain people the wrong way sometimes. And I think even like the people that like you, that once in a while you'll say something and it's like, oh, Dave, that's crossing the line.
Or you'll get, you know what I get a lot of? I used to hate you.
There's a lot of that too.
And now I love you.
But, I mean, if you want to use those terms, people used to say that to Rick, but that was only because he was an Islander.
No, but that wasn't his personality or his aura or anything. That was just his...
They knew nothing about Rick.
Right. Rick is not the most unliked. I would say it's between me, Peter, and Michael. I think there's a lot of...
I would say Peter.
You think Peter,
What do you mean, like just by us or just in general?
No, not how you feel, not how we feel about people at the station. Listeners, Peter. Fans, people that consume the shows.
Peter,
most unlike.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the people that dislike Peter are that much more vocal, I think.
But there seems to be a lot of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
I mean, you had someone calling from North Carolina and call him a fat pig on the radio.
I got to tell
radio.
You, that guy never called again.
Well, this Elvira, you should see the email she's just sending me.
About Ray?
No.
About who, you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Elvira hates you.
She hates me.
Hates you.
Is this the podiatrist
yeah.
lady?
Hey, Rothenbum.
Okay,
you really have
well,
such
you
terrible things to say on the radio. You calling my sweet Prince Rick's wife a floozy was disgusting behavior, you fatty. Just so you know, I'm friends with the podiatrist that you used to date.
Oh.
The reason she never married was because you were so bad in the bedroom, she never wanted to do anything with any other guy again.
Do we know this for sure?
No, she doesn't know her. you're so small that I told her, let's call it RJ. I hope you get gout and athlete's foot. I think Sherry should just leave you for John Turnip. And he books them a room in Cinderella's castle, puts in the puts the magic in Magic Kingdom.
Wow.
I call you Millimeter Peter. P.S. Your stomach is bigger than the size of RJ's entire body.
Oh, my goodness.
Worst regards.
That's nasty.
Dr. Elvira.
That's probably the nastiest email we've gotten.
I was going to say, maybe
they call you junk RJ.
Just based on that email alone, maybe you
RJ should be so lucky.
Hey, little RJ. What would you do? What would you do if Sherry said that to you tonight? I guess she was listening to the show.
She's like, you know what? Let's take a little RJ and play. RJ, how would you feel about that?
Not great.
No?
No. I don't think it's flattering.
That'd be hysterical.
No? The guys, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to relieve
little RJ.
RJ
wants to play, Sherry.
How about me, you, and RJ have some alone time? No? That doesn't work for you?
I don't think it's great.
You could draw a little beard on him?
I mean, I guess if it works for you, whatever does work.
Anything works.
Okay.
Get a Sharpie. We'll put a little beard on it.
Would you draw on it?
Yeah, I'll draw on it.
Patrick Jones says, this is easy. It's Peter. Billy D, Ty Butler, hands down. KGP, definitely Peter. No one has a more punchable voice than Dan Grosse.
Ooh.
Hate his face and his voice.
Wow. RJ, maybe that's what we do. Instead of most liked host of the station this year, we do most hated.
And there it is.
The opposite.
The opposite.
Yeah. It's like Costanza. I'll have salmon salad. There it is. RJ, I think we just stumbled upon it. And now it truly is host sadness.
Well, here's the tough part,
though. Yeah.
Lot of voter fraud. Do we just embrace voter fraud?
Yeah, but would there be voter fraud for most hated?
If you really want someone to be crowned most hated.
But that would really speak to how hated you are, that people would spend money to
right. They're going to spend money to show how much you're hated?
And that's the ultimate sign. If all of a sudden someone, it's clear, has got, I mean, there was clear voter fraud and had like thousands and thousands of more votes for how much people hate you.
MCH tweets me, you are hands down the most hated at the station. It's not even close.
Yeah, see, I don't see that.
But Scale says, you guys are forgetting about Dan Grosse. Every time he's on, I change the station. I hate him.
I think you by yourself could be hated.
Why?
Well, because you come off as a little bit...
So you think you save me?
No, I don't think I save you. People get to see another side of you. You by yourself kind of come off more, you know, arrogant.
By the way, it's amazing. Winthrop to the group text. This Winthrop? Is a great idea, Rick. Very well done.
Yes.
This was my idea.
No, it wasn't. RJ, whose idea was it?
RJ, I'm the one that started discussing the most unliked at the station. That was me.
Well, yeah, but I think Rick hammered home the idea.
Of course. Rick hammers it home. Rick does such... I mean, the guy, he vanishes. I have to carry a segment. I have this genius idea. I got the phone lines lit up. I got bananas thrown in my face. My thing is now called RJ. Something's got to give.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
You ever think of therapy?
You're an idea fluffer is what you are. You fluffed up the thought.
You imagine me in therapy.
I come up and hammer it home. No one could imagine it. You know how much money you would spend?
A lot.
It'd be years.
Like a copay?
It would be years and years and years. By the end of it, I think the therapist would be on the couch next to you. I can't help him. There's no helping you.
BJ Tay, I'll be honest, I don't like you, but I hate Kay and Peter way more than you. Kay's a Mr. Know-it-all Yankees fanboy. Thinks he's a god. He's not. Peter, oof, man, don't get me started on him. He's useless. He's a hack.
Wow.
Hip-hop guy by day, sports wannabe by night, knows nothing, zero knowledge. He's a punk. Yeah, that's hatred.
That's hatred right there.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every single industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say,
hello!
I like that.
By the way, if we were any good at what we do as a station, the second that Kay tells the he got attacked by a bat story.
We have like a rabies company getting
involved? No, there should be like the picture on the Kay show or like when it should be of Kay like dressed as Batman. I mean, what are the chances he gets attacked by a freaking bat?
It is kind of a mistake.
What's weird to me?
You know, it'd be hilarious though if someone did like Mega Red or something. Is Kay dressed as Batman, like going into the hospital and the nurse be like, "Kind of fat."
I don't think she said you're kind of fat.
She really said that?
That's what he said.
Cassie didn't believe it when I said that.
I mean, you ask him. You guys are buddies, but what he said the other day is that he's like, God, why do I have to get 7 shots or 6 shots or whatever? And she's like, well, because you're fat. If you weighed less, you'd get less.
Michael
shots.
Michael should just show up one day and do the show in like the gravelly Batman voice.
He should, or dressed as Batman.
By the way, he said, what are the odds of this? Apparently, I believe he said this, that Charlie also,
well, he's got to get an exterminator over there. Or something.
Had contact with the bat.
There's a bat,
and he had to undergo.
Okay, well, there's clearly a bat problem. Then they're targeting the case.
I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen, outside of like the zoo. I don't think I've ever seen
I've
a
seen
bat.
Seen bats, but I've never been attacked by a bat.
No,
I can do a bat. If you want, I could do a bat.
It'd no, be no, sport. That's that as enticing and titillating as that might be. I'm good.
How about the flying squirrel?
Good on the bat wing. Good
again,
on the flying
again,
squirrel.
Again, good.
All right. Good. We're good.
Again, good.
Gonzo? I do Gonzo.
From
like the little organ. You just tuck that thing.
Well, no, Gonzo was not a Muppet. Was Gonzo a Muppet?
Yeah, Gonzo was the Muppet.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The
big, so you can make
blue.
A Muppet?
With the Renan.
The blue one.
With the Renan nose.
Yeah.
With the Renan nose.
Anthony Wynn says, I hate Bart Scott. Zero accountability
really?
When he's wrong. And when he's right, he throws a parade, and Han just lets him lap in it.
Just tongue baths him.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn. He still got it. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
That's the grossest slur. It's disgusting.
What? Why?
It's gross.
Gotta stop.
Why is it disgusting?
I feel wet after I hear it.
That's the point. Hi, Joe. You're not the only one.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt.
We're happy to have you, Joe.
Thank you. So first off, on February 29th, my grandfather was born on February 29th. 1920, and we always threw a party for him on March 1st. But when it was February 20th, like today, we had a big bash. Wanted us to say that.
Nice.
On terms of the fanhood, Dave, my dad had a rule, and I think you're going to like it. Football and baseball, Giants and Mets, you had no choice. If you switched, you're out of the will.
Would he really have done that?
I don't know, but I was pretty scared that he would. But
right.
Giants and Mets all the way. In terms of basketball, we're all over the place. My dad's a Knicks fan. I'm a Nets fan. And my brother got placed in dental school in Indiana. And he came home a Pacers fan. And I cannot understand it for anything.
He probably wasn't a huge fan of whoever he rooted for and got swayed by the pull of the Indiana Pacers out there.
My brother is a very, very big personality. He was a Nets fan when he left, New Jersey Nets, and then he came back a Pacer fan, and I just can't understand changing fanhood. I'm with you. Very, very passionate guy. That guy who was wavering on Giants and Bills, oh my goodness, I was going to lose my mind on that. I just can't see myself
I don't
changing.
Understand that.
How long was your brother in Indiana?
7 years.
And that was it?
Yeah, that's it. He's back.
He still roots for the Pacers.
Bill Roots for the Pacers. He left their Hanukkah party, ran upstairs to the bedroom. I was watching the in-season play-in tournament championship, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what's happening here.
A game that didn't even matter. Yeah.
Did not even matter, and he's all over the place. So I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. By the way.
Seems like he's a real fan, though.
Yeah. You talk about the Jets. I root for Georgetown.
Yeah, but that's like the bottom of your list, though.
But I still love them.
I know.
Do you know the last time Georgetown was ranked?
They stink.
Do you know the last time Georgetown was in the top 25?
Nope.
Take a guess.
I don't care.
That's mean.
Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, what's mean is they send you nice stuff and you don't use it.
I wore the t-shirt the other day.
Well, you don't. Where's the mug?
It's at home.
Yeah, well, you drink tea every day. It'd be nice. Wouldn't have the mug? Tea right in
but
the
I
mug?
But I don't make my own tea.
No, but you take the tea from Mateen and you put it right in the mug.
Why? Get out of my space.
Just telling you.
All right. I like this beautiful cup that Mateen puts it in every day.
Okay.
Guess the last time Georgetown was ranked.
19.
No.
19.
More recent.
What's more recent than that?
Was it
19?
Was it like the Jeff Green teams?
What do you think?
2007.
No. Mm-mm. 2000 and Ray Hibbert. 13.
You're closer. 2015.
Ah.
They haven't been ranked in 9 years. 9 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you still root for them, so.
Right, that's my point. I will never leave them.
It sounds like this guy's a real Pacers fan, though. Sounds like he wasn't.
Which is odd.
basketball probably wasn't like his number
yeah, he
one
probably was a but I just don't understand how you could ever root for a team at all and then jump ship. It doesn't add
Cassie's
up to me.
Cassie's dad is now a diehard Tampa fan.
I don't understand it. And he grew up rooting for who?
He might be Yankee. I think he's Yankees. I think he was Yankees.
Grew up a Yankees fan and now roots for a team the Yankees are rivals
with?
Well,
he's been there. I mean, he's been there for how long? Bought season tickets? I mean,
it's a bad look for him, though.
When I first met him, one of the first things we did was go to a Buccaneers
RJ, agree?
Game.
Bad look for Doc. That's, grew up a Yankees fan and moves to Tampa and now roots for the Rays?
That's horrifying, and I love you, Doc.
No, you already insulted his daughter. Why don't you continue?
Yeah. Say something nasty about Doc. Just lose the whole family.
That's tough, though.
Lose the whole family.
But it sounds like RJ thinks
well, but
less
he
of him
say,
now.
You can call him a sports floozy like you called my wife.
Yeah, that's tough, too.
You know what? You know what?
Do it. Say it.
I like Doc.
Okay.
I feel like we have bonded. I've had back issues. He tries to give me advice and salient points.
Oh, you're going to insult him.
He is the definition of a sports floozy.
No.
And now I know where Cass got it from.
Oh, no.
Is that it didn't fall far from the tree.
This one, I don't know if you're going to be able to get back from this one.
He is he's the poster child of a sports floozy is what he is.
Wow. This is going to be a tough one for you to come back from. He might purposely screw up your back next time he sees you.
I understand.
And you deserve it.
Barry Allen, The Flash, tweets in, I agree with the Bart Scott take. He's a hater when it comes to LeBron. Other stars always thinks he's right, especially when it comes to players, injuries, and he's loud, obnoxious, hate him.
Looks like LeBron's going to sign an extension. Looking to sign an extension with the Lakers.
For over $100 million. Is what Windhorst reported. That's right. Mike Robbins, you, Dave, get the least respect of anybody. Carrying the morning drive on your back. Goated.
Stop it, please.
That's a good
stop
listener.
It.
That's a real good listener.
It's disgusting is what it is.
RJ?
Yes, Dave.
How you feeling?
Are you asking him or little RJ? I feel great. I mean, you'd be talking to yourself, I guess. I feel great. I don't know that we're in a great place, but I feel great.
Who's not in a great place?
I mean,
stop it.
You're just going after Rick's family.
I got one side of the family despises you. They hate you now.
Why?
You just attacked the dad.
Well, no, I didn't. The dad gave me fodder to attack him with. He should blame himself.
I said my wife was loose. I mean, what next? You're going to attack Deb? You're going to go after Deb next?
No. That's not my intent.
That's really the one you should be most scared of, though.
Why? Because she wears the pants in the family.
I don't mess with Deb.
No?
No.
You scared of her?
Yeah.
That's your mother. That's your mother-in-law.
The best, but do not. No mess with Deb.
Don't cross her.
No.
I mean, she's probably turned off by what her husband does as well.
I don't know. I don't think that's the case.
Grew up a Yankees fan?
Well,
moves to Tampa?
It's been there for a long time.
But there's a million Yankees fans in Tampa.
But he's really taken to Tampa.
He's a great man.
Loves the Lightning.
He's a fraud. What was his hockey team growing up?
I think it was the Islanders. He loves the Lightning now. I'm just telling you. This is what happens.
You were dating Cass when you played for the Islanders?
Yeah.
When the Islanders played the Lightning, who did he root for?
Me.
So he
always me.
So you over his beloved
Lightning?
I'm number one
in the list.
Okay.
Yeah. Never.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.